Greetings, gun runners, and welcome to the Kelt Father podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and this morning I was taking my daughter to daycare, and I put on a song by Christy Moore called Lisdoon Varna. I don't know if you heard of it, but let me give you a little sample.
And there's the Tuller, and there's the Kilfenor, and there's Michael Russell, Dr. Bill, Willie Clancy, and Noel Hale, and flutes and fiddles everywhere. If it's music you want, up the banner. Oh, Lisdoon Varna, hey. Lisdoon, 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 Lisdoon Varna. Now we have it.
I love this song. It's just so much fun, unfettered fun. It got me thinking about what it is about Irish music that I love so much, and I think that's kind of how I want to describe it. And I'm about to make some rash generalizations that I'll probably retract at a later date, but I think the difference for me between Scottish music and Irish music is that Irish music is unfettered fun, and Scottish music is more controlled fun. And I don't think that exactly entirely works with like the bagpipes, but when it comes to like singers and such, I don't know. I think of like, you know, who are the top Scottish musicians that come to mind immediately? Doogie McLean and Dick Gawkin, you know, brilliant, but very controlled, very story driven. Whereas this, you know, Christy Moore and just a lot of the Irish musics, they're like rousing fun, you know, I don't know. Again, bagpipes, that throws in a whole different ballpark, I think, because there's a lot of, you know, this bagpipe rock and bagpipe fun that just, yeah, that's a different world. But I think that's how I separate it. And so Kenzie was having a blast with this too. So she's in the back in her car seat, and she's kicking her feet against the seat in front of her, and she's headbanging. She's never headbanged before, but she's, woo! You know, slamming her head around there. I think mostly she's trying to flop her ponytail into her face, which is a fun scene to see. But she had a blast that asked for the song again. I think she was enjoying it as well. Of course, this is St. Patrick's week. It really starts tomorrow, but I think it's a good time to start talking about everything that is going on. And I've already started talking about the St. Patrick's Day Internet Music Festival. I'm going to be doing a quote-unquote keynote address tomorrow morning, so that's going to be over on YouTube, and I'll post a link to the video in my blog, because once it's done, it'll be done, the show is done live, so, you know, I'll be able to comment and whatnot. If you want to be a part of it, here's how it works. Now, Google Hangouts, I think, only allows 10 people in all, so 9 additional people to be in a Hangout. So if you arrive at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, then you will be able to get on the Hangout and, you know, throw comments and chats and such. Otherwise, you can watch on YouTube over at YouTube, markgunn.com/YouTube, which will get you, you know, enjoyable time to chat with other people. But you won't be able to chat, unfortunately, with the, I don't know if you can chat with, you know, if you're not part of the Hangout, so getting involved. But if you have any song requests, post them in the show notes today, right here over at my website at KeltFather.com in the blog. Do that as soon as possible. I would love to hear your thoughts and suggestions. I'm probably going to do a short address that'll introduce what's going on with the bands and who's playing and whatnot. And then after that, I'm going to do a 30, maybe 40 minute set of mostly Irish drinking songs and Irish fun Irish songs. I might actually, you know, I just put together a list of funny Irish drinking songs that's now on my blog, and maybe it'd be worthwhile to do many of those songs. I might actually do that. Yeah. The next show is Thursday with Across the Pond. They're doing a concert window performance. And then I think the next one after that is, the next shows are, no, there's one on Saturday with Dr. Reverend Cheeks Miller, I believe it is. I think he's playing on Saturday. And then I think there's three of us, me, Samantha Gilogli, and Jonathan Kershaw, who are playing on Sunday. I think that's all I have thus far. I have some people who've said they're going to be submitting some videos that'll go out on the 16th, March 16th. So stay tuned for that as well. So lots going on for the St. Patrick's Day Internet Music Festival. Go to stpatricksdayparty.net if you want to find out more. Now, the Dragon vs. Pirates podcast is now up on iTunes, and I would love it if you would go ahead and head on over there and post a review, comments. If I can get a whole bunch of reviews and comments, apparently they say that I can get featured on iTunes. So if you can do that, that would be brilliant. So go over there and, you know, post a comment, post something. And I need it, like, this week. I forget when it published, but I think it was like, you know... did it go live last week? I don't remember. But I need it as soon as possible in order to get featured in the new and noteworthy. So your help would be great. I'm enjoying doing it. I'm now doing a little... I think there's two up right now, and I have two in the... sitting there waiting to be recorded and or posted. I'm going to post one that's going to go live tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. I'll probably put it out... I guess I could do it first thing in the morning. The show's all done. I just need to, you know, post it online. Thanks to David Ryland, who is doing all the editing for that show. And, of course, Ree Sheridan Rose, who does everything else. She's composing much of the story and such. Meanwhile, there is also... Gus responded to me, to my apology that I posted over on YouTube. And there's now a playlist where you can see our interactions with one another. Again, go to, there's a link in the show. There'll be a link in the show notes that'll take you to Dragons versus Pirates podcast. So check that out. What else? The Kickstarter is, again, I think I've made like $5 in the last few days, and I'm sure there's, you know, again, I don't have... Right now, I'm focusing on St. Patrick's Day, so I'm not spending much time promoting outside of doing the podcast and such. So I'm really hoping to kick that back up once St. Patrick's Day is over, which will give us less than a month to really work that podcast. I'm really kind of wishing I had given myself a little bit more time, actually. But what are you going to do? But I really appreciate everyone who's already made a donation. You are awesome, because this is a fun project. I'm having so much fun with this project, interacting with Ree and with David and with Gus. We're having just such a great time interacting. And we got some exciting things planned, especially around April 20th, which is, I think, the last day of this podcast and the videos and such, because I'll be at Starfest in Denver, Colorado, and that's where Gus is currently residing. So... stay tuned for that. But there's going to be a lot of interaction in the weeks to come. So look for more videos, more audio blogs, more whatever. I'll be posting lots more. So, oh, and I also plan on putting out an ebook of this whole, my story of my time that I was captured by air pirates. So you're going to find an actual ebook that will eventually come out. I'm hoping we can get that done in the coming weeks. So stay tuned. What else? St. Patrick's Day St. Patrick's Day songs for kids. I am really thankful. I want to thank everyone who posted a review over on Amazon. I got the 20 reviews. The album is charting pretty well. St. Patrick's Day, of course, is approaching, and I'm hoping that maybe I'll do another big plug to garner a few more sales over there, and maybe we can push it up the charts even higher. It's also doing really well on iTunes. So I'm going to thank everyone who's been so kind to support me. You rock. Now, I've been reading The Art of Asking by Amanda Palmer, and I absolutely love this book. It's really good for many reasons, one of which is that you get a nice inside look at the at the indie musician who would love to be with a label, and why they want to be with a label, and how they built up their following, and how they did it awesomely, and someone who cares about their fans and such. You know, it's a powerful, touching story for me, and very appropriate, because, you know, I have a lot of fans around the world. I don't think I have nearly as big a fan base as she has, nowhere near as biggest fan base as she has. But and if those that I do, I don't think they're quite as involved. And part of what she does is it's the involvement. One of the things she was really big on, she's been on Twitter, you know, for a long time, and she just learned how to communicate with her fans that way. I've never, of course, been a huge fan of Twitter, although, in case you didn't know, I am using it now. markgunn.com/Twitter will get you over there. I started using it a few months back, and I'm enjoying it a lot more now. Actually, it's a great way certainly it's a great way to communicate with bands that I want to play in the podcast or podcasts that I want to contact. It's awesome for that. But it's more than that as well, though. I don't know. I'm definitely feeling like I'm getting a better understanding. Maybe it's because I'm a little bit more willing to chat with people. I still have trouble with that. But, you know, I mean, talking with people outside of a podcast is a challenge, to say the least, for me. But one of the things that really struck me recently was she was talking about... She's just signed up with Patreon. If you're not familiar with Patreon, of course, I have a Patreon page. You can go to markgunn.net to find out about that. And this show is brought to you by those patrons who have so generously donated money. And I love Patreon as a tool for, you know, certainly for raising money and supporting all the various projects that I do that don't require... that aren't necessarily attached to a specific project. It's just all of the projects, you know. I do a lot of stuff. I have these videos, I have multiple podcasts, and I like creating. I love creating stuff. I've said this before, and when I did a Patreon podcast, I think there'll be a link for that in the show notes. But I love to create. It's awesome. And I have to take it to a quick moment to thank Melinda, who actually is now creating show notes for this podcast. So thank you, Melinda. But I love to create stuff of all sorts. I love sharing it. And I have some fun things that I've created and more that are coming. And you're going to see the results in the coming weeks. But the big challenge with it, with Patreon, and this is something I had a conversation with Matthew Ebel about. He's when I started Songhenge and many other little fan club projects like that, it was started because of Matthew Ebel. He had a online fan club site, much like Patreon. And I was chatting with him at Chatticon, and no pun intended, and we were chatting, and he said that, you know, I asked him, is he having trouble following through with rewards for his fan club? And he said, oh man, that's the worst. That's the most difficult part about it. I always feel like I'm falling short. And it's something that I got from this book too with Amanda, and something that strikes me all the time is that the toughest thing with Patreon is following through with rewards. You know, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, I have a solid plan. That has a Patreon page too. But I have a solid format for what that goes. You know, everyone gets a preview copy of the latest episode of the podcast. Whoever they are, they get a copy. But then the $5 level, you know, you get a copy of Songhenge, you know, which is it's been a part of something that I've been doing for years now. And it's and then the following one after that is basically just a shout out. So it's not it doesn't offer a whole lot, but it's a great way to support the show immensely. Whereas my personal one is a lot more difficult because it encompasses everything. So technically speaking, when I am recording this show, I am fulfilling my Patreon donation duties. But it doesn't feel like that to me, you know. And to me, I feel like I'm making this for the world. However, I did say also that I would, you know, share new music, and I was trying to do a song of the week challenge. I've hugely fallen short on that, but technically speaking, I'm still fulfilling my duties with the Patreon account. But it doesn't feel like that. It feels like I'm falling short. And that's apparently a challenge that Amanda talks about, you know, and as well as, you know, Matthew Ebel. It's just one of those challenges when you create these sites. It's like, it's the reason I tried to make my personal Patreon page, I tried to make it, you know, simple. So what does it have? The level one is, you know, an MP3 a month. Level, the silver level is at the $5, that's got a little bit more. It's got, you know, some things about the pod, behind the scenes stuff. So a lot more music. Then the gold level, which I think is at $12 a month. The officer, which is also the officer level, that adds video into the mix. And then there's the $25 level, which is, that's the, you know, make a donation for, and you get a CD of the month club. So, and that's limited because I know I can't fulfill all those very easily. Fortunately, I have some awesome people who are out there fulfilling those things for me. I mean, who are, you know, responding. Everyone's responding, or they're not. You know, some people. One guy said that he didn't. You know, doesn't matter. You know, I just want to support you. I'm like, awesome. You know, that's an easy one to get. So I send out the message each month, and I need to do that today. But saying, hey, everyone, do you want a CD? What CD do you want? And then they send me back their response. So that's the challenge, though. It's keeping it from falling short, in those, particularly those lower levels. But again, I got to get in my head, and maybe, I don't know if you have the same problem, but, you know, a lot of these things, the Patreon is not about, it's not entirely about just getting stuff. It's about helping me out so that I can help, you know, provide stuff for the community as well, which is what a lot of this is about. And community is, I love the community, the idea as much as anything, but I have the worst time following through with community stuff, because I'm not a great small chatter. You know, again, Twitter I like Twitter because it limits the amount of rambling that I have to do. I can basically do shoot out something and not have to spend all my time, you know, don't spend all my time trying to come up with stuff. You know, my Facebook fan page at present is a fairly dormant. Because number one, the interaction that Facebook's put, they put such a limit on that it's just gotten to the point where it's almost useless. Whereas my personal page gets a lot more. So if I want to post a comment, if I want to ask a question, I ask it to my personal page because there people will respond. Not everyone is a fan of my music, but that's okay. They're fans in some way, or friends, you know, and that's what I'm looking for. I love interaction. I would love the interaction among one another, and that's been happening a lot more, actually, on my personal page, people responding to one another, and I would love more of that. I wish I was better at Twitter and social networking and such, but, you know, I have the worst time with that, but I do want to talk with you, I do want to interact with you. And if you want to interact with me, then drop me an email at mark@markgun.com. And I think I'm going to finish up right here on this woo note. Oh, I guess final thing, though, is that, you know, again, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. I do have a show on this coming Saturday at Five Points in Birmingham, and on St. Patrick's Day at Black Market. Over on in the Colonnade on 280. So if you're in this area, come visit me. The following weekend, I'm going to be in Marietta, Georgia. There's a pub I'll be playing there as well. So stay tuned for that. More details will be coming later in the week. I'll probably be posting more information as well. Oh, and keep voting in the podcast awards. We have until March 24th to vote for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast for Best Pod Safe Music. All right, to subscribe to the show, go to iTunes or to KeltFather.com. And you can also join my mailing list. Please do. This show is sponsored by my patrons at MarkGun.net. Thank you. Your generous monthly donations helps feed my family of three and my 3.5, I guess, plus 3 cats, plus Post feedback in the show notes and use the hashtag KeltFather on social media. And of course, again, email me. I would love your comments. I get several from Troy and River and Aaron and others who just respond to this podcast by email. And I love it. I'm terrible about responding entirely, and I do my best, but I really appreciate your emails. Feel free to post them again in the show notes, because that's a great way for everyone to be a part of the discussion too. I love sharing. So anything you can do is awesome. And again, thank you so much for being a part of my musical career and journey. You are just amazing. I will talk to you again, and probably in a few days. I'm going to be probably posting more episodes in the days to come. So, sláinte.